This is the Sakar Merli of the 4th of August 2025. Essence. Sweet children, Baba has come to make you into the kings of flowers. Therefore, there should be no bad odour of vice. Question. What effort should you make in order to finish all trace of the vices? Answer. Constantly make effort to remain introverted. To be introverted means to become detached from your body in a second. You should completely forget everything of this world. Go up above and come down in a second. When you practice this, all trace of the vices will finish. In between performing actions, become introverted. It should feel like absolute dead silence. There should not be the slightest noise or movement. It should be as though this world doesn't exist. Om Shanti. Each of you is made to sit here and is told, become bodiless and remember the Father. Together with this, also remember the world cycle. Human beings don't know about the cycle of 84 births. They will not understand it at all. Only those who go around the cycle of 84 will come to understand this. You simply have to remember it. This is called spinning the discus of self-realization, through which all devilish thoughts are finished. It isn't that there is a devil sitting here whose throat will be cut. People don't even understand the meaning of the discus of self-realization. You children receive this knowledge here. While living at home, you must remain as pure as a lotus. God says, by becoming pure in this one birth, you become the masters of the future pure world for 21 births. The Golden Age is called the Temple of Shiva. And the Iron Age is called a brothel. This world changes. It is a matter of Bharat alone. You shouldn't be concerned about what others say. Some ask what happens to the animals, what happens to other religions. Tell them, first of all, understand about yourself. Then ask about others. Because the people of Bharat have forgotten their own religion, they have become unhappy. It is in Bharat that they call out, you are the mother and father. Abroad, they don't use the term mother and father as much. They simply speak of God the Father. There truly was plenty of happiness in Bharat. Only you know that Bharat used to be heaven. The Father comes and changes thorns into flowers. The Father is also called the Master of the Garden. People call out to him, come and change the thorns into flowers. The Father creates that garden of flowers. Maya then makes it into a forest of thorns. People say, God, your Maya is very powerful. They neither know God nor Maya. Someone said those words and others then continue to repeat them. They have no meaning. You children understand that this drama is a play about the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. In Rama's kingdom there is happiness. And in Ravan's kingdom there is sorrow. This applies here. This is not God's Maya. Maya refers to the five vices. They are also called Ravan. However, human beings have to take rebirth and come into the cycle of 84 births. From being Satoguni, you have to become Tamopratan. At this time, everyone is born through vice, and this is why they are called vicious. The very names are the vicious world and the viceless world. It is a common thing to understand how the new world becomes old. At first, in the new world, there was heaven. You children know that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, establishes heaven, and that there is plenty of happiness there. No one understands how there is day through this knowledge and night through devotion. The day of Brahma and the mouth-born Brahmins, his creation, are mentioned. Then there is the night of those same Brahmins. People don't understand that day and night take place here. If it is the night of Prajapita Brahma, it must also definitely be the night of Brahmins, the mouth-born creation. For half a cycle it is the day, and for the other half, the night. The Father has now come to make the world viceless. The Father says, "Children, lust is your greatest enemy. You have to conquer it. You have to become completely viceless and pure. By becoming impure, you have committed many sins. This is a world of sinful souls. Sins are definitely committed through bodies, for it is then that the souls become sinful. No sins are committed in that pure world of deities. Here you are becoming elevated and charitable souls by following Srimat. There is the rosary of Sri Sri 108. At the top there is the tassel. It refers to Shiva. He is the incorporeal flower. Then incorporeal forms, there are the male and female whose rosary is created. Shiv Baba makes them worthy of being worshipped and remembered. You children know that Baba has come to make you into the beads of the rosary of victory. We are conquering the world with the power of remembrance. It is through this remembrance that your sins are absolved and you then become Satoprathan. Those people say without understanding, God, your Maya is so powerful. When someone has a lot of wealth, they say that he has a lot of Maya. In fact, Maya refers to the five vices, which are also called Ravan. They have then made a picture of Ravan with 10 heads. Since that picture exists, an explanation of it has to be given. For instance, it is said of Angad that even though Ravan tried to shake him, he still wasn't able to shake him the slightest bit. They have just created examples, for there is nothing like that. The Father says, no matter how much Maya tries to shake you, you must remain stable. Examples have been created of Ravan, Hanuman, Angad, etc. You understand the meanings of those examples. There is also the example of the buzzing moth. The name of the buzzing bee, Brahmari, and the Brahmin teacher, Brahmini, sound very similar. You buzz this knowledge and yoga to the dirty insects and make them pure from impure. Remember the Father and you will become Satipatthan. There is also the example of the tortoise. They withdraw all their physical limbs and become introverted. The Father says to you, you have to act, but then become introverted as though this world doesn't even exist. Let all movement and sound come to an end. On the path of devotion, they are extroverted. They sing songs, they do this and that, create so much upheaval and spend so much money. They hold so many fairs. The Father says, stop doing all of that and become so introverted that it is as though this world doesn't exist. Examine yourself to see whether you have become worthy. Do any vices trouble me? Do I remember the Father? Day and night, you should be remembering the Father who makes you into the masters of the world. I am a soul and he is my Father. Constantly remember internally, I am becoming a flower of that new world. I don't have to become an uck flower or a poisonous flower. I have to become a very fragrant flower, a king of all flowers. There shouldn't be any bad odour. All bad thoughts should be removed. Many storms of Maya will come to make you fall. Don't perform any sinful actions through your physical organs. Make yourself very strong in this way and reform yourselves. I mustn't remember any bodily being. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, and carry on acting for the livelihood of your bodies. You can also make time for that. Continue to praise the Father, even while you take your meals. When you eat in remembrance of Baba, the food becomes pure. When you constantly remember the Father, this remembrance will cut away your sins of many births, and you will become Satipatthan. You have to check yourselves to see to what extent you have become real gold. For how many hours did I stay in remembrance today? Yesterday I stayed in remembrance for 3 hours. Today I stayed in remembrance for 2 hours. Therefore there was a loss today. There continues to be ascent and descent. When people go on a pilgrimage, it is high in some places and low in other places. Your stage also continues to go up and down. Each of you has to look at your own account. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Since these are the versions of God, it must definitely only be his children that he teaches. How could he teach the whole world? Who can be called God? Krishna is a bodily being. It is the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is called God. He himself says, I enter an ordinary body. It is also remembered that Brahma had an old body. Only an old man would have a white beard and moustache. A mature, experienced chariot is definitely required. Would God enter a young chariot? He himself says, no one knows me. He is the Supreme, God, the Father. He is the Supreme Soul. You were 100% pure. You have now become 100% impure. In the Golden Age, there was 100% purity. Therefore, there was also peace and prosperity. The main thing is purity. You can see how impure people bow down to the idols of the pure ones and sing their praise. They never say to the sannyasis, "You are full of all virtues and we are degraded sinners." They say this to the idols of the deities. Baba has explained, everyone bows down to a kumari. Then, when she marries, she indulges in sin and she has to bow down to everyone. The father says, if you become viceless now, you become viceless for half a cycle. The kingdom of the five vices is now coming to an end. This is a land of death, and that is a land of immortality. Each of you souls has now received a third eye of this knowledge. Only the Father gives you this. A tilak is applied to the forehead. You souls are now being given this knowledge. For what? So that you can give yourself a tilak of sovereignty. When someone is studying to become a barrister, he gives himself the tilak of a barrister. If one studies, one is given a tilak. One can't be given it by asking for blessings. In that case, the teacher would have to have mercy for everyone, and everyone would pass. You children have to give yourselves a tilak of sovereignty. By remembering the Father, your sins are absolved, and by spinning the discus, you become emperors, rulers of the globe. The Father says, I make you into the kings of kings. Deities become double-crowned. Even the impure kings worship them. I make you so much more elevated than the kings who worship you. Those who have donated a lot and performed a great deal of charity take their next birth to a king because of the good actions they have performed. You now receive here the wealth of this imperishable knowledge that you have to imbibe and donate to others. This is your source of income. Those teachers donate those studies. These studies are for a temporary period. When those children finish their education abroad and come home, and then have heart failure, all of that study is finished. Therefore, that is perishable, is it not? All of that effort has gone to waste. Your effort cannot be wasted like that. The more you study, the more your study will remain with you for 21 births. There is no untimely death there. You take this study with you. Just as the Father is the benefactor, so you children too have to become benefactors and show everyone this path. Baba gives you very good advice. Just explain to everyone why there is so much praise of the one Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the most elevated jewel of all the scriptures. Only God's directions are elevated, but who is the one called God? There can only be the one God. He is the incorporeal one, the Father of all souls. This is why it is said that all are brothers. Then, when that new world is being created through Brahma, you become brothers and sisters. At this time you are brothers and sisters, therefore you have to remain pure. This is a good tactic to remain pure. The criminal eye should completely finish. You have to be very careful that your eyes don't sometimes become mischievous. When you see roasted chickpeas being sold in the street, you don't want to eat some, do you? Many have such desires and they even eat them. When a Brahmin sister goes somewhere with a brother and he offers to buy her some chickpeas, she thinks that it is not a sin just to eat them once. Those who are weak will eat them without hesitation. There is an example in the scriptures about this. They have made up those stories. They all apply to this time. All of you are Sitas. The Father tells you to remember the One Father so that your sins can be cut away. However, there is nothing else. You understand that Ravan is not really a person. When the vices enter people, they are said to belong to Ravan's community. When someone performs such actions, he is told, "You are like a devil." His behaviour is devilish. Vicious children would be called those who defame the name of the clan. The Unlimited Father says, "I make you beautiful from ugly, and you then dirty your faces." You make a promise to become pure, and you then become vicious. Such ones become uglier than they were before. This is why they are referred to as those with stone intellects. You are now becoming those with divine intellects. Your stage is now ascending. As soon as you recognize the Father, you become a master of the world. There can be no question of doubt in this. The Father is Heavenly God the Father. Therefore, he will definitely bring heaven as a gift for you children. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva. What do they do then? They observe a fast. In fact, the fast that should be observed is that of the vices. You must not indulge in vice. It is through vice that you receive sorrow, from the time it begins, through the middle to the end. Now become pure for this one birth. The destruction of the old world is just ahead. Just see how only 900,000 will remain in Bharat. There will be peace then. There will be no other religions to cause any conflict. One religion will be established and all the other religions destroyed. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost, now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Imbibe the imperishable wealth of this knowledge and then donate it. Give yourself a tilak of sovereignty through this study. Become a benefactor the same as the Father. 2. Observe all precautions about food and drink. Be careful that your eyes never deceive you. Reform yourself. Don't perform any sinful action through your physical organs. Blessing. May you constantly experience the power of your mind and use it to cooperate in the unlimited task. In order to transform matter and the vibrations of tamoguni souls, and to keep yourself safe in the atmosphere and the vibrations of unnecessary bloodshed, give cooperation to many souls. Begin the new creation with the power of yoga for the new world. For all of these huge tasks, you need the power of your mind. It is only with the power of your mind that your final moments will be beautiful. The power of one's mind means the power of elevated thoughts, to have a clear line to the One. Now become experienced in this, and you will then be able to cooperate in these unlimited tasks and claim a right to that unlimited kingdom. Slogan: fearlessness and humility are the forms of a yogi and gyani soul. Aviat signals: in order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. God's love is a blissful swing. While swinging, in this swing that gives happiness, remain constantly merged in God's love. No adverse situation or upheaval of Maya can then come to you. God's love is infinite and immovable. There is so much, and it is so strong, that anyone can receive it. But the way to receive God's love is to be detached. To the extent that you remain detached, you will accordingly claim a right to God's love. Om Shanti.